The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Many of Jesus' disciples who were listening said, "This saying is hard. Who can accept it?" Since Jesus knew that his disciples were murmuring about this, he said to them, "Does this shock you? What if you were to see the Son of Man ascending to where he was before? It is the Spirit that gives life, while the flesh is of no avail. The words I have spoken to you are spirit and life, but there are some of you who do not believe." Jesus knew from the beginning the ones who would not believe and the one who would betray him. And he said, "For this reason, I have told you that no one can come to me unless it is granted him by my Father." As a result of this, many of his disciples returned to their former way of life and no longer accompanied him. Then Jesus said to the 12, "Do you also want to leave?" Simon Peter answered him, "Master, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. We have come to believe and are convinced that you are the Holy One of God." Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Good morning.
Good morning, my Father.
Christ, in these past few weeks, shared something new and radical with regards to giving himself to us. The earliest followers of Jesus was shocked by what he was saying. So ever since, the words of Christ were shocking to the point of scandalous, to the point of being offensive to others. Either you receive it and take it, or you reject it. And in the gospel today, it talks about this, about the Eucharist, about himself being the bread of life. So the question now is, does this shock you? We are now living in a time wherein something shocking is happening in the church. Scandal after scandal. And what do we do? How do we react with such ugliness that we hear? So Christ is asking us today, just as Joshua is asked the people of God. In the first reading, Joshua asked the people, "Whom do you choose? To follow God or to follow the gods of the heathens?" And of course, we know that, what did the people say? "Far be it for us to forsake the Lord." So they chose not to forsake, meaning what? They chose to obey the Lord. It is about the Lord. Even then, during that time, the leaders of the people of God were not the best. It's kings, it's prophets. Even at that time, people were shocked because of their surroundings. And yet they chose to believe in the God of Israel. When Christ was crucified on the cross, this is what we call the scandal of the cross. Because for the Jews, any kind of suffering is an abomination. Because in their mentality, if you are suffering, you must be bad. For the Jews, that is their mentality. You must be bad. You must have done something wrong. That is why God punished you. That's what happened. That's why when he was crucified, none of his apostles were there except one. And the rest joined in shouting, "Crucify him." So the scandal has always been there. The question now is, how is my faith in Jesus Christ? Am I losing it? And am I asking God, Jesus, to help me make my faith stronger, even though these things are happening? I just heard last night, again, another bishop now accuses the Pope of cover up. Again, the question is, Christ is asking you, will you also leave me? And what did Peter say when after his disciples, his followers left him because they rejected the Eucharist, himself as the bread of life, when he said, "Eat my body and drink my blood." And what did Peter say? "Lord, where shall we go? You have the words of eternal life." And now, in the second reading, talks about what the church, we are the church. We are what? Subordinate to Christ. We were never asked to be subordinate to a pope, to a priest. We were asked to be subordinate to Christ. And why should we be subordinate to Christ? Because we know he will constantly, forever love us, and he will never betray us. Look at Peter. Peter, the first pope, he rejected Christ 3 times. Maybe that's a prelude, because if Christ chose a perfect Peter at that time, we will not be able to accept future challenges. But he chose a man, Peter, who rejected Jesus. And yet, we know from then on that with all the popes after him, many are saints, but all of them are sinners. Many are good, but many also made a lot of mistakes. So the scandal, the ugliness, the sinfulness has always been there. The question is, how do I accept this reality? Do I now say to myself, I'm out of here? I reject Jesus, I reject God, I reject the church. And that is why you are here. Because you chose to say to yourself, far be it for us to forsake Christ. Far be it for us to reject Christ just because of the ugliness or scandals that we see and hear in the internet, in the television, in the media. Again, it's normal to be angry, to be ashamed of what's happening, because we hate the sin. We don't want such sins. But at the same time, what do? Do we now hate If it's true that the Pope covered up, shall we hate the Pope for that? Again, we do not know. But I'm telling you right now, do not hate. Rather pray. It helps. It helps us make our faith stronger. It helps us continue focusing on Christ. Again, remember what Peter did when there was a storm. They were inside the boat and they saw Jesus walking on water. What happened? While Peter was focused on Jesus, what? He was able to walk on the water with Jesus. He was able to do something great because he was focused on Jesus. But when he saw how strong the winds were and the waves were so high, and he doubted, that's when he sank. And yet, what did he do? He said, Lord, help me. So if you feel, most probably you do, feel that these storms of life, these scandals around you are so strong, better always say, Lord, help us. Okay? Because this is not going anywhere. This is not going to be buried. It's gonna get worse. Oh yes, it's gonna get worse. Because now they've opened it. You'll see now more stinky smell coming out of this. What you call? Heads will roll. You know? So be it. If this is the time of purgation for us, so be it. But do not lose your focus. It has always been, always be Jesus, why we are here. We are Catholics. We belong to the Church of Christ solely because of Jesus. And we are here receiving the Eucharist because Jesus is the Eucharist. The rest, yes, the storms will be there. It may be a stronger storm. And if you need to pray more, do it, so that your faith will not be rattled. And if you think that your faith is weak, talk to somebody about it, what you feel, what you think. But most of all, say what Christ said when he was still crucified on the cross. Lord, everything that is happening, everything that I feel, I worry, I'm anxious, but into your hands I commend my spirit.